So we live in what the church called the here but not yet, meaning that salvation had already been achieved to Christ Jesus, but the work until the end time is still in this not yet period. And in this period, we yearn for the coming of Christ. We yearn for the time when we, either at the second coming, well, with the general judgment or with the particular judgment, when we die and see God face to face. We're in this waiting period. And waiting is hard because waiting requires us to trust. But we have to remember that before Christ came, generations and generations and generations of people waited for him, right? In an immediate gratification and satisfaction world, we want it and we want it now. You know, right now I hear a lot of people complain because I guess due to whatever UPS or FedEx stuff, they're not getting their prime two-day shipping as they would like it to be. And so because of all the delays and stuff like that, we kind of tend to be impatient a little bit when we don't get the things that we want now. And as a matter of fact, when Americans go to other countries, we're so uptight about being on time. And we're in like Asia or Africa or the Middle East or anywhere else, and people kind of like, time, meh. Like, because they're not uptight like us. They're not impatient like us. They're not like always having what's next, right? What needs to be done? Waiting is important. And today we learned that that virtue of patience in waiting to Saint Joachim and Saint Anne, right? We don't know if they ever get to meet the Lord Jesus as his grandparents or not. We don't know. But we see the fruit of their patience, their faith, their hope, their trust, their love for God through the life of Mary, our Blessed Mother. And it's really, I find it very disturbing for me as a non-American born to see that sometime here in America, we treat our elderly people like they're trash. Oh yeah, put them in a nursing home. Or like, oh, who are you? It's weird. It like boggles my mind. It scandalized me. I don't know how to say it. That's not how I grew up in my culture, right? We don't push people away because they're no longer good, or they're not up to date, or they're not cool enough, or because of this and that, you know? And as a matter of fact, in my own culture, right, the elderly have a lot of respect, and we listen to their wisdom, even though we might not always agree with what they have to say. But we respect them, we treasure them, huh? And we remember that we do not just come from anywhere, right? We were given life by someone, ultimately God himself. So this sense of like, I only live for myself, I only worry about what I want, and then I get impatient and worked up when I don't get what I want, is really disturbing. So perhaps as we celebrate Grandparents' Day today, we remember those who have given us life, those who have given us the faith, those who, in all of their imperfections and all of their humanity, somehow had given us this real connection that we're not here by ourselves or our own product, but we come from a line of people who have willed or have chosen that we are here. so that we give thanks, we care for them, we respect them. But most important of all, we learn from them what it means to grow old in grace. What it means to have patience with God. What it means to know that as we grow older, it's perfectly okay to embrace our imperfections, our limitations, and everything we have. Because even in them, we can still seek God and love Him with our whole heart.